When you fear that your ability to love or to be loved is threatened, when you fear expressing your own love or receiving love from another, you experience physical discomfort or pain in the region of your chest, near your heart. What we experience as heartache is the experience of power leaving in fear or distrust through this energy center. Chronic or acute loss of power through the heart center results, literally, in an attack of the heart. There is more to myocardial infarction, to heart attack, than cholesterol in the blood and other conditions of the physical system. Every distress and every dysfunction of the physical body, every illness, can be understood in terms of power loss to an external circumstance or object through one of several energy centers within the body. You lose power when you rage against an injustice. You lose power when you are threatened by another person or other people. You lose power when you distance yourself from your fellow humans out of resentment or bitterness or a sense of disappointment or unworthiness or superiority. You lose power when you long for something or someone, when you grieve, and when you envy another. Beneath all of these is fear. Fear that you are vulnerable, that you are not able to cope without the person or the situation that you miss, that you are at a disadvantage without that which you envy. You lose power whenever you fear. That is what a loss of power is. You do not stop losing power by refusing to recognize your fear, by anesthetizing yourself to what you feel. The road to authentic power is always through what you feel, through your heart. The way of the heart is one of compassion and emotional perception. Therefore, it is never appropriate to suppress an emotion or to disregard what you feel. If you do not know what you feel, you cannot come to know the splintered nature of your personality and to challenge those aspects and those energies that do not serve your development. By remaining in your power, you do not become a static energy system, one that hoards energy to itself. You become a stable energy system, capable of conscious acts of focus and intention. You become a magnet for those who are illumined and those who want to be. At issue is the manner in which energy flows from you. When energy leaves you in any way except in strength and trust, it cannot bring back to you anything but pain and discomfort. An authentically empowered human being, therefore, is a human being that does not release its energy except in love and trust.